Migrant apprehensions for the Del Rio sector fell to less than 200 within a 210-mile section of the border surrounding Eagle Pass at the end of January due to the enhanced operations in Mexico. According to the source, Tuesday's apprehension of more than 300 for just one of the two stations in Eagle Pass is an unwelcome sign. We know historically, when operations are enhanced, it only takes a few weeks for groups to figure out how to find a workaround to defeat the operations. For law enforcement, staying unpredictable is key. These smaller groups arriving may have figured out the times and places the train should be avoided, the source told Breitbart Texas. As reported by Breitbart Texas, migrant apprehensions dropped significantly in January after high-level meetings were conducted between the Biden administration and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO. The details regarding the agreement reached between the two countries are unknown. The source says the current pace of migrant traffic into Eagle Pass is more than manageable. But the increasing pace is worrying nonetheless. We get very little notice when the groups begin hitting the border at a rate of 3,000 to 4,000 per day. This increase in traffic is something we're following. And we are hoping we don't see a return to December numbers anytime soon, the source emphasized. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow at Randy Clark.